Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a text message.
Oh.
It's from your buddy James.
What up, James?
That's actually, so I went through, side note, I went through and changed all the names of the people who regularly text or call us.
Oh, yeah.
And his is your buddy James.
Good.
That whole thing. It's not James. It's your buddy James.
It should be.
Just a heads up, James. He says, hey, girls, your buddy James here. And with all the moving you have been doing, I thought I would give you a break and to talk about something else. And Vicky, did I find a break for you in a form of a BDSM comic?
Oh, yeah, you did.
And I've recognized this artwork. I've seen it around. He says, the book is called Sunstone. The comic is about how two women come together to experiment and end up falling for each other. Sunstone is like a beginner's guide to BDSM and expresses the importance of trust between a sub and a dom. And I don't know if this is bad, but when I finished the first issue, I thought this was a book for you, Vicky. That is not bad. I am very much into comics, but I'm also very much into
BDSM.
I haven't done that in a hot minute, but I haven't been dating in a hot minute. So.
You'd still probably be into it.
Yeah. No, I definitely would be into it because I find that whole world fascinating, and anything that kind of promotes healthy, you know, supportive, trusting relationships, especially in that world, is great because we have stuff like 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not real. Not how a real BDSM relationship should work.
Yeah, I don't really remember that movie much, but all I remember is she was wearing granny panties and I was like, this is not sexy at all. That's really all I remember from
the movie. That's all you took away. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of panties are those? No. If you're like kind of seeing a guy at all, do not wear granny panties.
She was a virgin, though. She didn't.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but that's the whole idea. That's what's supposed to make her look virgin. Why am I defending 50 Shades of Grey? Anyways.
So are you going to check this comic book out?
Yeah. I mean, I really love the artwork of the person who does it. I don't remember the artist's name, but I've seen it floating around. They have a very specific art style, and they've done really cute one-off comics.
Oh, yeah.
Because they draw Wonder Woman as an Amazonian. So,
oh.
As like a really tall and just like broad, mm-hmm. strong woman.
Yeah.
And so they even make fun of it because there's Wonder Woman looking at like a poster of her and she's looking like super teeny tiny waist and like slim, thin arms and legs and super high cheekbones. And she's like, freaking Photoshop, man.
Yeah.
Because the idea of an Amazonian woman, it's like she's supposed to be like,
yeah, really,
built,
yeah.
Like,
strong.
Super
muscular.
Strong and not. A dainty 5'1", you know,
petite
woman with superpowers. She's like, that's what the Amazonians are.
Yeah.
But so that's why I really like this artist style. So definitely see if I can check that out somewhere.
Yeah. That's maybe awesome. You'll get turned on by it.
Speaking of getting turned on.
Oh, yes.
So this started. Let me preface this.
Oh, gosh.
We've talked about on the show how Sarah doesn't believe I should get a tattoo so soon after buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to save all my money for that. For my house stuff. And I have my little, I said I have my house fund, which is very, very well padded. And then I have my other little fund that I add to from here and there change
mm-hmm.
for my tattoo. I scheduled my tattoo appointment.
Oh.
For October.
Okay.
So many months away.
That's good.
So I have plenty of time to save, you know, hey, I'm not going to park in the garage this time. Because sometimes I get tired. I'm like, screw it. I'll pay the extra $10. Park in the garage at work. So instead of that, I'm like, I'll save those $10 or $15, put it away.
Good. And
stuff
then
like that.
If anything happens to your house within like, you know, the first few months of mm-hmm. moving in, living in, hopefully you'll like have those expenses.
Right. And I do have like I said, I have my safety net, if mm-hmm. you will. Like I could, if I didn't have a job for 3 months, I would be okay.
Yeah. I feel like you don't know a safety net though with like houses.
No.
It's so unpredictable.
Like,
you don't
say
know
about
what's gonna happen.
3 months worth of bills paid for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by safety net. Like, I mean, I don't know what, like, a meteor could hit it and I wouldn't be able to pay
yeah.
for that, but whatevs. That's not going to happen, knock on wood.
Yeah, right. I'll be dead anyway, so.
So there's two points to this that I wanted to discuss. So I thought if I start doing a hobby that is not a traditional hobby or a way to make money, hustle, not hobby, hustle. And I like if that's just a completely like that's a separate thing. I'm like, I could use that money for my fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I think that is a very fair thing. Would you like to talk about a person who won't leave me alone or a person who brought up a very interesting opportunity.
Oh, and they're different people?
They're different people.
Do they? Oh, I don't know. The person who won't leave you alone.
Okay. So this person on my Instagram for months and months and months has been wanting to buy stuff from me, like my underwear. And I've sold my underwear before. The thing was that my underwear was clean. It's just underwear I have worn before. And I put it in a frame and I sold it to a dude called Biker Bear.
Yeah.
For $400.
Holler.
Donated some to Planned Parenthood. Holler.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. How
couple
much?
Bucks. Like 50.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, I like Planned Parenthood.
I do too, but it's my $400. Like, yeah.
I'm like, but that's $400 I didn't have for a pair of underwear.
You said it on air too that you were going to donate some of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had to follow through. Look like a hero.
But also, I have donated to Planned Parenthood before. But anyways, that's not the point. So this guy's been bugging me, and just the way he came at it had made me very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, the offer is not standing. Like, I'm not currently doing that. So I told him no many times, and I've ignored him and everything. And the fact that I've told him no and he still, like, is hitting me up, like, what can you give me? Bra, panties, socks, anything, like, blah, blah, blah. Constantly, it's like, I could probably make a decent chunk of money, be like, here's a bra and panty set for $1,000.
Yeah.
Like just
how much has he offered you? Like,
I don't remember. I have to go back and check the messages. I try not to open them now when I see it's him.
Yeah, you know, you read it.
Yep. So,
well, it's surprising you haven't, like, blocked him or something.
No, I thought I did, honestly.
Because you usually do with creepers.
Well, because he wanted pictures first. He's like, I need your help. I'm in bad shape. I'm like, it's constant messages. But then he wanted a date for, like, $1,000 for a day. For a date.
Oh,
and I'm like,
damn.
I'm not. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. The fact that I have said no and he doesn't understand that is what pisses me off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I go ahead and just try to make an offer with him and see if he actually sends me money and then send him the underwear and stuff and call it good or what?
Well, the fact that you don't like that he keeps offering and offering, I'm surprised that you're even thinking about doing it.
Well, because I'm like, well, if I can get $1,000.
I know, but you're so usually like, no, you've pissed me off enough.
Right.
You're not respecting what I'm saying. I'm going to block you and never speak to you kind of thing.
But like I very rarely log into Instagram. So that's why it's not fresh in my mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like I feel like that's what I should do. But that's like I wanted somebody else's opinion. It's like, should I cross that line?
Well, like, in a sense, you're having him win.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why like one that pisses me off. And two, it's like that's not the point. But on the other hand, like the little voice, like the little devil in the back of my shoulder is like,
it's money.
It's money.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I have no problem giving someone my panties and underwear.
Right.
Like, of course, my boyfriend would have to be on board with it and know about it to get money. Like, I never really thought there was an issue with that. But we're both very different. And
yes.
The fact, you know, like, I wouldn't have an issue if he kept, I'd be like, you're annoying that you keep asking me. I'm just going to ignore you. Like, I'm not going to get all like, respect me as a woman. You know, like,
right.
That's not really where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like for you, it would be very much like you're letting him win. He got his way because he did ask so much. And then he might do it with other people, which I don't think you would like.
No. So I think I like the idea of blocking him.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a respect thing. Like when you're kind of doing, even if it's a transaction and it just feels like it's not respectful. It's not worth it.
Respectful as in because he asked so much or just respectful in general?
Respectful that he wasn't respecting what I'm saying. He's ignoring what I'm saying. I'm saying no. And he's still begging and asking and like, I'm in bad shape and this and that. It's like, please stop.
So did the only thing that
harassment.
Changed in your mind was like, maybe this will shut him up and I'll get money from it? Or
mostly the money thing. Because it's like, I don't want to feel guilty when I do things that I want to do, even though I have the money and I've saved the money separately. It's like, okay, well, if I do something like this, I won't feel guilty. But it comes to the other part of the conversation that I was going towards is that I had a friend post recently. She posted something on Facebook hinting at like doing foot, like taking pictures for foot fetish porn kind of things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like it's just, and I've asked her like, okay, well, we just literally started talking about it. And I started just joking like, hey, like, how do you get into that? Just asking
for
a friend.
Is she into it? Does she do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so she sends me a message last night while I'm sleeping and she's like, actually, let me pull it up. It said,
Dear Vicky.
Yo, let's get together and make feet videos. I need more money and you don't even need to show your face. Because I said, I'm like, how much could you get for tattooed feet? Because my feet are tattooed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, what are you doing the videos, by the way? And like, I would rather not show my face for sure. I'm like, well, what do you do special for your videos? Like, is it like stepping in Jello or?
Yeah, or like playing with a banana with your foot, right, or something.
Right. Because I'm like, I wouldn't. I think like that it is. People are viewing those videos in a sexual manner, mm-hmm. but the act itself is not sexual.
Yeah,
I'm smushing into whatever. And she mentioned all of those things, actually. It's actually hard not to laugh while you do it. And you could also do stuff wearing socks or pantyhose. And then you can even sell those.
Oh, the socks and the pantyhose. Uh-huh. So does she make these videos and then post them to a site?
Yeah, I don't know quite which site she posts them on. So that's why I'm getting more information. And so and this is kind of where the other dilemma comes from. It's technically it's porn. Because people, if you upload it to an area where people go so they can please themselves, mm-hmm. they're using it as porn. But the act itself, the video itself, it's us maybe wearing like cute socks and, you know, with our pedicured feet and just smushing into some like Jello or whipped cream or something. And it's not a sexual act.
Do you guys like make noises and stuff? I've never watched foot porn, so I have no idea.
I was tempted to, but I was kind of like, I don't like feet. That's the funny thing.
It's going to be in your browser history.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff in my browser history.
So no one would even like pass that.
Like, what does a koala's penis look like?
So how much does she get paid?
I don't know. I'm still finding this out. But like, I feel like if you make enough videos and especially, and she's like, it's easier if you're a cam girl. But I'm like, I have no desire to be a cam girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because my parents are still alive. I can't do that.
Is this girl a cam girl?
I don't know.
Okay. So you still have a lot of investigation to do.
So this gal is a trans woman.
Okay.
And so she is into a bunch of different things. And so I'm still kind of like learning these things about her.
Yeah.
Because I've only known her for technically a year, but I've only hung out with her a couple of times.
A handful of times. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think she's super cool. So it's interesting to see like what she really is into and how like all the different kinks and stuff that she does. And so I'm curious to find out more like, oh, because I know she likes the BDSM stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, what else do you do?
Dude, you need to ask her how much she gets paid for this because,
I'm going to
be like, go home to my boyfriend and be like, hey, babe, how do you feel if I did some foot porn?
Okay, so now I got to ask you, because we know what I would spend my foot porn money on. That's a weird sentence. But what would you spend your foot porn money on? Because you're not much of a spender. You're not much of a shopper. Like, if you what would you spend that money on? Or would you just put it in savings? Like, would you want to go do something fun with that?
I honestly, I'm so lame. I would put it in savings.
What?
There's nothing. I mean, I just booked a trip to Mexico for my boyfriend's 30th birthday. And that was, like, to me, the most money I've really spent. And it filled me with anxiety and it was like stressful.
But if you had foot porn money.
But I mean, I have a restaurant job and that's what I call my fun money. And even with that, like, that's what I used this trip for. But like, there's nothing really like a big expense right now that I would really want. So I would probably just save it until maybe I would want a big expense.
Is it separate from your other stuff? Like, is it still fun money, but saving fun money? Or does that kind of get mushed in with your regular savings?
It definitely gets mushed in with my regular savings. See, all my restaurant money, I get an actual check.
Cash? Oh,
so
okay.
So I go to the bank and I actually get cold hard cash. And
okay.
That's why.
You always have cash on you?
I always have cash on me because that is my fun money. That is just, I can spend it. I don't have to worry about it. It's not documented. Like, I feel less guilty than like using my card on something. To where my card, I feel like that's money in the bank.
Yeah.
That is for emergencies. That is for my future children, if I have any, that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to take this foot porn money and then cash it and then save the cash until I want like a big expense or something.
Hmm.
Because right now unless going out with my friends.
Like, how much do you spend when you go out with your friends? Like, on drinks and what do you typically do when you go out with your friends?
If I go over $60, I have a little heart attack inside.
Really?
Yes. I went to happy hour with my friends the other night and it was about 60 something ish dollars. And it was like a Monday night and I just got like a few glasses of wine, but they add up so fast. I'm like, that was not worth it. We should have just gotten a box for $15 of wine and then just like chilled on someone's couch. So, like, for me, there's nothing I really, 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 really want.
What was
you know, like a tattoo or, like, go to...
Because you're not about fancy cars or
not about
clothes.
Fancy cars or purses. I hate shopping, so...
What is... I'm trying to find, like, what's your thing? I'm trying to find, like, what would be your thing, like, you splurge on the most... And, like, even you don't get your hair did often.
I was going to say getting my hair done.
But you do that twice a year. That doesn't count.
I know, but that's, like, over $200.
For most women, they do that every, like, 2 months.
Seriously?
Yeah, so that's why it's kind of like, on average, you are not average.
That's true. And then I would say getting my nails done, that's something I like to do that I feel like is an expense and is expensive, but I don't
do
it
that
often.
Yeah, you go to a fancy place, though. That's why. I went with you once, and I was
like,
I had a heart attack.
$30. That's a lot to just get your nails done.
Well, I never spent... I mean, okay, I'm not
after
saying
like a tip, you know.
Yeah, I always like go to a cheaper place, and so maybe $30 for my pedicure. Yeah, because they do the full wax dealy, but
they don't wax your feet.
No, paraffin wax.
I don't know what that is.
So if guys or people who have never don't know what paraffin wax is, they come out with these little kind of plastic booties, and they have this hot wax in it, and so they put your foot in and they it's like dubstep in here. They rub the wax over your foot and they let it set, and so when
and then all the dead skin gets like
not necessarily I mean it just makes your foot softer, but then they peel it all off at once, so it feels like a candle wax kind of over you.
Damn, you go to some weird place. I've never had that before.
No, I mean, I've gone to multiple places to that do it, and they do some places do the stone massage with your on your shins.
Wow.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, even that gets expensive. Like,
yeah, I mean, yes. And that's why I mean, like the $30. But like when I've had to spend $50 not knowing at a place, I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That gave me
a heart attack. Yeah.
I'm like, I can get my nails and pedicure done for like $40.
Yeah, or I can just do them myself.
Yes. Sometimes you need somebody to go in there and get that freaking, do you ever get
the cuticles and stuff?
No. On your toenail. What is it called? Ingrown toenail.
Oh my god, yeah, but I go to like not a pedicure person to do that.
Well, I mean, it's not fully ingrown, it's just a little bit more in the corners. It's just where they go in there and they cut it out for
before
you
before it like gets really bad.
Yeah, when it starts to hurt, I'm gonna take my mom.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm, you know, I don't spend a lot of money on makeup or jewelry or shoes or anything really.
How often do you go out to eat?
I try to limit to myself like maybe once a week.
Okay.
Usually like on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So I found the conversation that her and I had online, like on our actual Facebook page. It's like, where does one get money for feet pics? Asking for a friend. She's like, forget that. Let's get paid. And I'm like, okay, well, I got tattooed feet. How much do those go for? It's like, it's kind of based on your own pricing. Fair enough. But where does one post these? Like 4chan or like where? And it's like, you could, I suppose. There are sites that you can upload foot sets of your feet, of you doing stuff with your feet. If you do a cam site, you could even sell dirty socks if you get the following. And so it's basically kind of putting up your own prices. I just don't know the prices. She did just send me another message as well saying it's great because I can be light and sensual, like a foot massage or rubbing your feet in a shag carpet, or you squish foods or play with the adult stuff, both male and female. And it's pretty wide open for what you're comfortable with. Leg shaving videos are another thing people will pay for.
Oh.
But do you have to be hairy, I wonder?
Probably.
And how long are the
videos
really for?
You're really hairy, though, so that would work.
But I shave every day, so I don't...
Yeah, but you can grow a lot of hair in, like, what, a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't tried. I think the most I've gone without shaving is 2 days, and that's because I had no time.
Oh.
Like, I didn't shower one day... And then the next day, I didn't have time to shave.
Oh, and then you were like, woo, I'm feeling like a florist down there.
Yep, and it's 2 days.
So do you know that she does foot specifically because she doesn't want her face or anything in it either?
I don't know. Like, I would assume so, but I feel like she's pretty open, so I think...
Maybe she gets a little more risque.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, then I was thinking about the shaving videos. I'm like, okay, well, if you're shaving, then now your hands are in the video. And maybe your knees and your thighs. And I'm like, I wonder where, like... You know, it's always
it's
that,
like the creative editing. I'm even thinking of this as like a directorial type thing. It's like, okay, if I put a camera here and I cut to this scene and go from these angles, like I'm thinking like full on production. When in reality, it's probably just you like foaming up your leg with one arm, holding the phone down, shaving your leg. It's as simple as that.
I wonder if there's music being played. I wonder if it's just silent the whole time.
Yeah, are you supposed to make noises?
Yeah, I'm just shaving my legs. This is, I'm so interested. You need to get all the information from your friend. We should have her in.
I'll see if she's down with it. I got to ask.
I'm so curious. Mm-hmm. Well, we can leave her name like not. Nameless. You don't have to. Yeah, nameless. Yeah. Nameless lady.
Anonymous. But, I mean, is it technically porn? I think that's one of the things I was curious about.
I mean.
It is and it isn't.
That's the only tricky part is that's where it's a little sketch for me.
Right. Because that's where I'm at, too.
Because it's like really it's harmless. But yeah. Technically, if you're on a porn site.
I can call myself a porn star.
You're a porn star.
I'm rated 20 millionth.
You put that on your Tinder and then you meet dudes and you're like, you want to see my porn? And they're like, yeah. And then it's just your feet
just smushing in some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Damn. And now I wonder, what if you two did one together?
Yeah, that's what she wants to do. She wants to do some together.
But it would just be each other's feet, playing footsie?
I guess. That'd be weird because I don't really like feet. Maybe I'll get stoned or high before
I wonder
drunk.
If she ever has people in her videos now, massaging her feet.
Yeah.
Someone massaging them or licking them.
I don't want to lick feet because then obviously.
No, I don't want you to. But what if someone licks yours?
I'd laugh because it'd be like a.
I'm so ticklish.
Yeah, it would tickle and it'd be gross. I'm like, oh God.
Ooh, you could do one where you're getting a pedicure.
Yeah,
you could do one with what you just explained.
Yeah, have somebody like her or I do each other's nails.
Yeah. Oh shoot, I'm trying to get my feet massaged. You guys can film that.
It's funny because I'm just picturing a really cheesy romance novel background, with all the little pink and red veils.
Yes.
And the columns and some candles.
And then it's just feet.
Feet. I really don't want to Google foot porn, but I might have to.
I know. I think we should. We should investigate this. Is there hand porn, too?
I don't know.
Because you have some pretty hands.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're big old, catcher's mitts.
You have really, long, pretty nails. That could,
But I have, big old man hands. They're huge.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
And guys are like, oh, you're so short and tiny and teeny. Your hands aren't, you can't hold this. And I pull up my hands. I'm like, bitch, my hands are bigger than yours. I can palm your face.
And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, God.
Because I wonder about that. Because maybe you could squeeze things, hold things.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm so interested now. Yeah. And I'm so curious. And now I kind of want to venture in this.
All right. So you guys listening, if you're a dude, if your girl said she wanted to do this, would you be okay with it? Emotionally, do you consider it porn is basically where I'm coming from.
Do you think if you had a boyfriend and he wanted to do foot porn, you be okay? No, he would film his own feet.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't care. That'd be awesome. Okay. But if it's him.
Not doing real porn.
No. Yeah, that's where I have a problem. But even if it's a dude, let's say he's got no tattoos, which why the hell am I with this guy? but let's say it's just solo action, no face, and somebody's paying for these videos. Would I be upset at that?
Oh, even with him, loving himself?
Just loving himself, no face, and he's got no tattoos or anything that, will show who it is.
Yeah. See, I wonder one day if, people, somehow technology, they'll just be able to tell who you are with the body. You know, on Facebook, right. It's your face, they can tell who it is already, mm-hmm. and it's that's kind of creepy. I wonder if someday, that is Vicky's big toe. I know it. And then it just matches. And then there you are.
We're all going to die from loose nukes before that happens. So
so we're good.
All right. So please let us know what you think. Yeah. I know this is a very weird topic. And what would you do with your foot porn money?
Ooh, yeah. And what would you do if you were in a foot porn? What would you want? See?
Yeah. Let's say you're, I'm assuming most of the people listening aren't into have foot fetishes. Some do. But I'm assuming if you don't have a foot fetish, what would be something funny you think we should do if we do this?
I was just thinking of there's a beer can in front of me and I was like, damn, it'd be pretty impressive if you opened a beer can with your foot.
It's just what kind of dumb stuff can we do?
Yeah. But of course, make it sexy, of course.
Let's open some sodas and spray each other with them. Open a bottle of champagne with
your
feet.
Ooh, that would take talent.
Oh, that's actually.
That'd be impressive.
I kind of want to do it.
And shake it up.
All right, well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.